Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Larry Richard with Anchorman. Pat Septak, our producer, Aaron Ferrigonio. Heavy rains yesterday caused a myriad of flooding issues around the region. And this is on top of the heavy flooding that occurred on Sunday in Fairmont, West Virginia in particular, but driving through the rain yesterday was a challenge. Were you at any point driving during that time, Aaron?
Driving home?
Yeah, from through the downpours.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I think, so I actually sat in this parking lot for a good 30 minutes because that's the downpours first started, I'd say 11:45, 12. And so it was better driving home, but the traffic with the outbound lane headed toward the Squirrel Hill Tunnel.
Oh, I got caught in that too.
Yes.
And I left early. I was headed out to Bowser Genesis. Mm-hmm. I was meeting the team out there. And I had completely forgotten, not listening to our own traffic reports, that they have one lane closed outbound the Squirrel Hill Tunnel through and out the other side to the bridge.
I will not be making that mistake today.
It was just
It's bad. Oh, yes. It's
and then
bad.
They're still not done with that stretch completely. Mm-mm. On the other side all the way out to Monroeville and
right.
Where the turnpike is.
Right. Even through the Squirrel Hill Tunnel, it can sometimes, for the most part, you're good, but it can still be, it's like you're driving for a little and then you got to slow down again. So
I was wondering because I didn't see all the pylons were up to block the right lane outbound through the tunnel again. And I'm like, well, where's the work being done? And then when you get through, you see
there
they're working
is.
On that bridge section.
Mm-hmm.
So this was early too, right after the show. So you're talking about, by the time I got in the car, it was 10:30.
Right.
And it should have been an easy drive to Monroeville.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't.
No, it should have been maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah. So, top story in the world is still day 6 of fighting Israel-Iran with the latest. CBS's Jared Hill.
The Iranian Supreme Leader is calling for a strong response to Israel's attack. But a big question this morning is what will President Trump do after posting, quote, our patience is wearing thin. Meanwhile, some of his biggest supporters are pushing for the U.S. to stay out.
Day 6 of the Israel-Iran conflict, and sources tell CBS News President Donald Trump is weighing whether the U.S. should join Israel's strikes on Iranian nuclear sites. A major focus, the deeply buried Fordow facility.
Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. It's very simple.
Yesterday, the president met with his national security team in the Situation Room. The same day, he posted on social media, quote, "We now have complete and total control of the skies over Iran," and praised U.S.-made defense systems. To date, Trump administration officials have said the U.S. is not involved in Israel's attacks, though the U.S. has been helping Israel fend off Iranian counterstrikes. Israel's military says it struck a centrifuge production site as well as several weapons production sites in Iran overnight. Meanwhile, sirens blared as explosions blasted over Israel, the country's Iron Dome intercepting Iranian missiles. Iran's supreme leader has vowed to show no mercy. President Trump, in a social media post, offered a direct warning, writing the U.S. knows where the supreme leader is hiding, calling him an easy target, though adding, "We are not going to take him out, at least for now." On Capitol Hill,
"I'm hoping the president will not get involved with the war."
Lawmakers from both parties are now pushing to vote on measures limiting President Trump's ability to order strikes on Iran.
Back in March, the president's director of national intelligence said intel assessments show Iran was not building a nuclear weapon. Last night, though, President Trump said he didn't care what she said. He thinks that they're very close. We could get some insight into the president's thinking today when Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth testifies on Capitol Hill.
CBS's Jared Hill. Meanwhile, in Minneapolis, an update on the murders of the lawmakers there. With CBS's Michael George.
Members of Congress are asking for more security after two Minnesota state lawmakers and their spouses were shot in their homes last weekend. Minnesota's U.S. senators paid tribute to murdered state representative Melissa Hortman and her husband on the Senate floor yesterday. Another state senator and his wife were shot and wounded miles away. During a closed-door meeting, senators from both parties pressed Capitol security officials for more protection.
No place for this kind of violence in our country.
This dangerous environment isn't spontaneous. It's being stoked, often deliberately, by the reckless rhetoric coming from some of the most powerful voices in the country.
Capitol officials said protection around lawmakers has increased after the Minnesota shootings. They also said threats to members of Congress have increased over the last year. In Minnesota, the bodies of State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark, were taken from the medical examiner's office to a Minneapolis funeral home in a formal procession yesterday. CBS's Lilia Luciano spoke with the grieving Hortman family.
The horror that morning was beyond reality.
We knew that they had been shot. We couldn't find out where they were. We chased around to hospitals trying to find them.
We looked at each other and realized the reason they weren't in the hospital is because they weren't alive.
And a candlelight vigil is scheduled tonight at the Minnesota State Capitol in honor of Melissa and Mark Hortman.
CBS's Michael George. And coming up, we're going to get an update, speaking of the traffic situation, where there is construction, and there seems to be construction whichever direction you go. We also, Aaron, I have something special.
Whoa.
Since the Pope was named, mm-hmm. and we now know, of course, he was from Chicago, he's been really, I think, embracing people reaching out, wanting him to put on a White Sox baseball hat because
right.
he was a fan, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've done a genealogical search, and you will not believe who Pope Leo is related to.
Oh, gosh.
You will not believe this coming up. Before you know it, it's going to be the 4th of July weekend, and we're all over it already. It's official. We're the soundtrack to the city of Pittsburgh's Independence Day celebration and a whole lot more. Aaron, starting at 4 o'clock on July 4th, which is a Friday, so it's nice. That leads into a weekend for a lot of people.
Right.
That's a bonus. On the North Shore, we're going to have music and great food, and then you can tune in for the fireworks with TJ the DJ, presented by Essential Utilities, parent company of People's Natural Gas and Aqua Water, and brought to you by Lamont, Pennsylvania Laborers District Council, Rome Monument, Need Part C, Pittsburgh's choice for Medicare solutions, needpartc.com, and Teachers Local, Teamsters Local, 926 at Teachers Look.
You know, that's a lot. Guess what I'll be doing that weekend?
What are you doing?
Marrying my sister off. Can you believe?
Is that here?
No, she's getting married in Columbus.
So is it that Saturday, July 5th?
It's actually that Monday.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's Monday, July 7th, which was my grandma's birthday, and my sister just wanted to do that.
Who gets married on a Monday?
They're the first.
I don't know anybody in my entire life that ever got married on a Monday.
Right.
I'm
Fridays.
Sure it's happened, obviously.
Friday's not even that common, but
As I'm understanding, wedding, it used to be traditionally you do it on a Saturday, right?
Exactly, right.
And I get it for other reasons, people moving around.
Mm-hmm. But people are getting creative out there.
I've never heard it on a Monday. This is grandma's birthday?
Yes, July 7th.
All right, I promised to tell you about a connection with the Pope and some very famous person. Actually, there's more than just one. So it turns out that Pope Leo is from Chicago, but the New York Times hired a genealogist to track Pope Leo XIV's bloodline. And you're not going to believe this. He is related to two Justins. Justin Bieber and Justin Trudeau.
What?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
They also found that the Pope's family tree branched off to Madonna. Not the Madonna.
Right.
Madonna the singer.
Right. That's the one that came to my mind.
Yeah, the other Madonna didn't.
Wow.
They also found that Pope Leo has Canadian roots that go back 6 generations. So.
That's pretty insane. And how did this come to be? Was he like, did he know that they hired a gene?
No. That's, that's what they do. They try to peel back the onion, so to speak, on somebody this famous worldwide. Who is this guy?
That's
Where's he
so
from?
Funny.
What's he doing? So the New York Times hired this genealogist, and hopefully, I don't know if the Pope's been informed yet.
Right, but how did they check his genealogy? They didn't need anything from him.
Maybe one of the brothers.
Yeah, you know what?
Because they were really out front. They actually got more FaceTime in some
than Pope Leo
in terms
yes.
of interviews initially. In fact, one of the brothers was being interviewed. This is the Pope's brother in Chicago, and the Pope called him, his brother,
he's
and he
like,
said,
"I
want to
doing?
Call you back. I'm doing an interview." I'm not kidding.
His brother's like, oh, okay.
That's something Pittsburghers, that's something we would do.
That is.
Hey, Pope, I'll call you right back. I'm doing an interview about you.
On actually. Your behalf.
Yeah. So he got a lot of FaceTime. All right, here's something for people who like to hike. The Appalachian Trail, 2,200 miles. And this is, for some people, a lifetime challenge. And many people have done it. And now they have halfway put at a general store an ice cream challenge. The goal is to finish a half a gallon of ice cream before you continue with your hike.
That sounds
if you then if you're on a trail in the woods and you've just had half a gallon of ice cream.
At least if they have to throw up, they just can.
Do the math.
You're outside.
If you finish, you get a wooden spoon. And a picture of you goes on the wall in the ice cream shop at the general store.
Not worth it.
Hiking the entire trail, which starts in Georgia and ends in Maine, comes out to about 5 million steps.
Wow.
But I'm serious. If you're lactose intolerant and you're having half a gallon of ice cream.
That's a world of hurt.
Let's just say you'll leave a trail.
Yeah.
Huge. Continued waves of rain cross the region, and let's find out who got the most. The National Weather Service posting flood warnings yesterday, and joining us from the National Weather Service is meteorologist Jason Frazier. Welcome back, Jason. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Larry?
I'm good, but I was one of the people that was driving through one of those downpours. Man, it was very intense, and so much water came down in a short period of time, but not everyone got the same amount of rain.
Yeah, so some of those heavy downpours myself, I drove through them, and it was kind of treacherous trying to deal with that, how quickly water ponded. But it was very spotty where this heavy rain really ended up being and how long specifically that rain sat maybe in a certain given location. So we had the heaviest pockets kind of in the northern portion of Allegheny County around McCandless, as well as portions out east of the region area, more in Indiana, kind of central to southern portion of Indiana County, where in these pockets we had anywhere from 1.5 to 2 inches reported with that heavy rainfall.
And that obviously is a lot of rain in a single day. Didn't match what they got in West Virginia over the weekend with that 4 inches of rain in less than an hour. So we're saturated, and it's going to get really hot next week. But in between, we have more rain anticipated today and tomorrow, right?
Right. So we're expecting kind of additional light to moderate showers develop here this afternoon before we kind of get some of this moisture, this humid air mass, a little bit out of the area. Not expecting much in the way of flooding from it. Then our focus turns to a convective storm system that's going to be trying to move from Illinois, Indiana, towards the central, west central Pennsylvania area overnight tonight. Right now, the thought is that most likely it's going to decay and weaken before it arrives, so we may just see some lingering light rain, maybe a little bit of thunder, but there is that potential. It does hold on, maintain its strength, and we could have some gusty winds with that as it goes through. Again, this would be the overnight hours tonight, maybe even after midnight, so people just need to be aware of that before we maybe finally can stop talking about rain for a few days. But then, as you noted, then we get to talk about heat.
Well, as you know very well, we always have some issue with the weather. It's rare you get like 70 degrees, crystal clear sunshine for day after day, unless you're living in, you know, San Diego maybe, but we're going to the 90s. I remember there were some summers where we didn't hit 90 that often.
Yeah, so the frequency of 90 degrees can definitely vary from year to year. On average, I'm actually trying to bring this up as we speak, the Pittsburgh area tends to see approximately, I believe it's like 5 days or four days a year that it's greater than or equal to 90 degrees. Let me correct that. It's probably more on average about 10 days a year. So we do see this, but starting even as Sunday through middle portion of next week, it's a high probability we're going to see multiple days in a row with temperatures exceeding 90 degrees, as well as what's the key part is that we're not going to really cool off at night. The low temperature is probably going to stay above 70 degrees the whole entire time. And that combination of heat during the day without a whole lot of cooling at night actually can increase the just overall effects of heat risk on the human body, puts a little more stress on maybe some of the utilities across the region. So people need to just kind of be aware this sort of heat wave is kind of coming to the region, and just kind of be prepared and start to look ahead now of what sort of actions they can take to best protect themselves from these heat risks.
So the trade-off is doesn't look like much in the way of rain, but then we'll have the high heat.
Right. And then typically when you finally break the heat, which will likely occur towards the latter portion of next week, you're going to have another round of showers and thunderstorms. So we'll talk, I'm sure, about something at that point when that heat does start to subside.
Really appreciate your time as always. And we're just, believe it or not, you know, July 4th weekend is coming up. It'll be two weeks from Friday. Wow.
It's amazing how quickly it can go, and especially when you have active weather like this, you start to lose track of time a little bit of where you're at in the season.
All right, appreciate the update, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you.
Meteorologist Jason Frazier at the National Weather Service. So, Aaron, we're going to get this 90-degree stretch, but in the meantime, we got plenty of water, and we could use a few days where it's going to be dry, albeit hot.
I can't believe Jason said that toward the end, like losing sight of where you're at in the seasons, because he is so spot on. Like if you look outside without having walked out, is it fall? Are we toward the end of winter? Like what's going on? So I'm excited for some heat, even though we'll be like, oh, it's so hot. It's okay. Drink your water and let's just enjoy it.
And think about it. 2 weeks from Friday is the 4th of July weekend.
Praying
already.
That we get clear skies for that.
Good luck with that. Right now it is a muggy 72.
News Desk.
We remind U.S. citizens not to travel to Israel or Iraq, and not to travel to Iran under any circumstances.
The conflict between Israel and Iran continues to intensify as President Trump considers joining Israel on strikes of Iran's nuclear sites.
And if that happens, that would be a whole new addition and meaning to the conflict.
Absolutely. And as some communities continue to deal with flooding issues, yet another series of storms set to move in through the area again later today.
Yeah, just checking with Jason Frazier with the National Weather Service a moment ago, talking about the heavy rains. In some places, they had in excess of 2 inches of rain in a day. And in that case, some of this came down so quickly it caused a lot of road condition issues and a lot of wet basements.
Yeah. And
the Panthers begin to celebrate. The Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup.
Florida Panthers repeating as Stanley Cup champions. We know what that's like, right?
Remember those days?
Yes.
Yeah, the first time they won back-to-back cups after winning their first ever, and then they did it again. What, it's been a while.
Yeah. 2016 and 17.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
For the Pens, yeah.
Seems in those days, I used to love to just watch the playoff games. Playoff hockey's a lot of fun, even if you don't follow it closely through the season, or and it just keeps getting more intense and intense. So
yeah, I was one of those. I normally don't follow the game through the season,
right?
But yeah, when they were in the playoffs, boy, I was there every night.
I understand that. Yep. Miss it. So we'll see if this new coach, Mr. Muse, can make a difference. The young coach they hired to take over for Mike Solomon, who went to the New York Rangers.
Yes.
All right, Patrick, thank you. Coming up in our next hour on Wednesdays, in our 7 o'clock hour, we welcome Rich Fitzgerald, who is the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, encompassing 10 counties and the city of Pittsburgh. And looking forward, as we always do, having a chance to talk to Rich. Among the things, the potential, we talked about flooding, Aaron, but there is the potential in some cases for landslides because of, and I saw even in my own neighborhood, it wasn't a landslide, but a lot of the heavy gravel came from the hillside, was on the roadway. And this is typical around the region since we have so many hills and valleys.
I think so many people are kind of caught off guard, even if you're getting the alert to your phone or whatever the case, it's kind of unprecedented for us.
We're also going to put a wrap on the U.S. Open from a success standpoint, and I'm thinking through Rich Fitzgerald's eyes, you know, it's a regional thing. What kind of marketing did it bring to the city of Pittsburgh and Oakmont and southwestern Pennsylvania? What was the financial impact? And just overall, unfortunately, dealing with the weather, but that's what you do when you have a golf tournament.
Yeah. they put on their, what is it, their wetsuits, and they just keep it going.
And really, they did very well. They got everything in on Saturday, even though it rained overnight and early, and then later in the day, they squeezed everything in. Sunday, they had, unfortunately, the two-hour delay. It added to the drama, and think about this. On the West Coast, they're 3 hours behind, so as it moved into the evening, it was really prime time for a lot of people. And I'll be curious to get Rich's take on, you know, the U.S. Open's impact here, which,
right,
well, a couple hundred thousand people, give or take.
And just the start as we prep for the draft.
Exactly. So, you know, that was one small area that they had everybody in Oakmont. And now what about the draft, which is anticipated to bring more than twice, maybe three times that number of people to the city of Pittsburgh next April.
You know, I just remembered something. One of Vinny's friends, he had to sign an NDA, so he couldn't talk about it when it was happening. But guess who rented out his house?
You mean like an Airbnb thing?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Scheffler. And he couldn't talk about it until after.
You mean that Scotty Scheffler rented his house?
Correct.
You know this person?
Mm-hmm. This is my husband's friend. And he was like, oh my gosh, now that I can finally talk about it, guess what? How cool.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's what they do. And Marty tipped me off to this. The sales of tickets for the Dublin Steelers game have been more than challenging for a lot of people to try to get them. And we'll talk about that because the NFL, this isn't the Steelers issue, it's the NFL issues the allotment of tickets. And they haven't given the Steelers a lot of tickets that normally, you know, it's a home game. It's being treated as a home game. But obviously they want Minnesota fans to come too. But it's interesting, the whole process now of trying to get a ticket, if you were even a season ticket holder, for that Steeler-Vikings game on September 28th in Dublin. Happy Wednesday. We had a really big week leading up to the U.S. Open conclusion on Sunday night. So much going on, and then here we are just a couple of weeks away from the 4th of July weekend and tomorrow's federal holiday, Juneteenth. And every Wednesday on our 7 o'clock hour, we're joined by the Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald. Rich, I know that the U.S. Open at Oakmont had an impact around, and this is part of what we talk about all the time, is the region and how it's perceived and how these things can help all the other things that are going on.
They do, and obviously the spotlight on Oakmont, but on Pittsburgh, and I think that, you know, that video that was narrated by Michael Keaton really showed a lot about what Pittsburgh was. The tradition and the heritage, and you know, we'll see a lot of that a little under a year from now when the NFL draft comes to town, and it is a way to show off some of the great things we have in this region.
And talking to Bob Ford, who for 37 years was the pro, Devin Gee is now at Oakmont. This was Bob Ford's sixth U.S. Open, and he's the official starter for the Opens, by the way. He's a USGA Hall of Famer. What a classy guy, you know, Bob Ford. And he was saying it's exponential how they had ramped up. They basically built a city around the golf course.
They really did. And I, you know, I've gone to many of them. I didn't go to this one, but I've gone to many of them over the years. And it, not that it wasn't big before in the 80s and 90s, and even the one that was here in 2000, I was like 7 or 8. But it's really ramped up, as you said, the way the whole town of Oakmont and Plum and the communities have really figured out how to try to manage the traffic, because Halton Road doesn't get bigger. It's a two-lane road, right, that leads up into Oakmont and into the country club. But, you know, they take such pride in the great history. And when you think about the great champions who have won, you know, Johnny Miller, the great Nicholas Palmer in the early 60s, Ben Hogan. I mean, you're talking about the iconic names in golf. And then when that putt on 18 dropped, that was just magical. It really was
magic for J.J. Spaun, who was a 150-1 odd now winner in the tournament, thought about giving up this year. His professional days might be over, and he won $4.3 million and got all these exemptions, so he'll be playing a lot of golf. That said, any takeaway lessons to be learned that we can use for the draft?
Well, you're managing traffic, and you're going to have, you know, a little different situation, but you're going to be bringing hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of people into, in essence, a small area, the Point or the North Shore, and how to get folks in and out of there with shuttles and those type of things. I'm sure the NFL and the Steelers and some of the folks in Visit Pittsburgh were taking some notes and watching this. And the planning, of course, has already been going on for the NFL draft, and in many ways starting to become execution as they start to give out contracts and for different companies that will be providing some of the services for the NFL. So it's a little bit different, but in many ways there will be a lot of similarities in that the hotels will be filled, the Uber drivers will be busy, the restaurants will be filled, and just in a different location.
Do we know yet what kind of economic impact the Open had in the region?
You kept hearing numbers like $200 million, $100 to $200 million.
That seems, after seeing what they did, that wouldn't surprise me.
It's hard to say. I mean, Visit Pittsburgh probably can do some things as far as hotel rooms, those type of things. I'm sure the airport probably has some incoming travel numbers that would show maybe a little bit of a difference than you would normally have for that, you know, the middle of June. And you could probably extrapolate and do some things like that. And I know, you know, we started to see, you know, some of the folks in Oakmont were not happy. Some of the businesses felt that they were overlooked or bypassed, you know, whatever it might be. And those things typically always happen. I mean, I think you'll see downtown again next year. A lot of things will shut down for a few days, and,
right,
and not the restaurants and the hotels, but maybe other venues, shows, things like that. So there will be people that will be benefiting, but there will be some people that will be, quote unquote, inconvenienced.
Hey, while we're talking about sports, TJ McConnell, this young man, Char Valley, from the great McConnell family, and you know very well personally their history, and the fact that he's in the NBA for 10 years and playing in a final where he came off the bench and scored 18 points. Now, the Pacers didn't lose in the last game. They might be eliminated if they don't win. But he has been tremendous, and that's rarefied air for Pittsburghers in an NBA final.
It really is. And you know, Pittsburgh, obviously, with a great, great sports tradition. Almost every year we probably have somebody who's on a Super Bowl winning team who's played high school or college football here in Pittsburgh. But on the NBA finals, that's been kind of rare. Mike White did a story a couple weeks ago about some of the ones who have made it. It's a very small number. So for TJ and the McConnell family, not only to be in the NBA finals, but as you said, when the star Halliburton is now, you know, maybe hobbled and not be able, and they put TJ in, and he did a heck of a job in the other night. And now as they go into game six, he might even start. And he's
so
been literally a lifelong sixth player and, you know, defensive player of the year and some of the things that, you know, he's really been able to do. But, you know, for to be in your early 30s and still be playing and still be effective isn't all that common in the NBA.
And the fact that at one point people suggested, oh, he's probably too small to play at Duquesne, where he started, and then, of course, went out to Arizona and then in the NBA. And this year, all the while, his sister, Meg, is in the WNBA. And so this is...
And one of the starts was his aunt, Susie, was one of the premier players in the WNBA when the WNBA was just getting started, an Olympic gold medalist, And of all the records that Caitlin Clark has broken, the one she hasn't broken is the all-time assist record that's held by Aunt Susie.
How about
at Penn
that?
State.
And I even took the kids up to Cleveland when she was playing professionally in a playoff game. So the great McConnell family, the tradition continues. TJ McConnell has been sensational. Coming up, want to talk about summer fairs. County fairs are here.
We're coming. The season is finally coming, and hopefully the weather will cooperate.
To our conversation with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, and we mentioned, Rich, last week there are going to be a whole bunch of county fairs, and since under your watch are 10 counties, there are plenty to choose from.
They are exciting, the county fairs that we have in and around this region. Obviously, we don't have any in Pittsburgh or Allegheny County. We used to many, many years ago, but in Butler and Westmoreland and Washington and Armstrong, et cetera, they really are the tremendous, tremendous community outpouring, and people show up. And yeah, the big Butler one usually kicks it off in late June. So in about 10 days from now, we'll see that one kick off, the big Butler Fair. And they're exciting.
We used to go there and broadcast live. I told you, John Shumway, he was a big 4-H'er as a Cub Scout and then Boy Scout. He loved hanging out with the chickens. I told them the chickens and the pigs. But that's all part of it, is the community. You know, Butler, as I learned on this show from you and your guests, Butler County has more manufacturing than any county in the state.
Exactly.
And you go, well, where is all that? But then you have this expanse of rural area and a lot of farmland and farmers.
Yes, and you have land that's obviously available, sometimes available economically, and you can get location, and you have folks in these communities that are just great workers that show up every day and do their job. And then for the, again, back to the county fairs, this is a great way. If you live in the city, got your kids, your grandkids, it'll take a 45-minute drive, and it's a little bit of a staycation. You get to go out and enjoy the day, enjoy the evening, see some good, maybe some good acts, some good musical acts that might be there, and let your kids just have a lot of fun.
It goes back to a time when, you know, counties, really, that was the big event of the year.
It really was, and the pride that people take in, you know, and they have obviously the different contests, the baking pie contest and the beautiful structure contest and all of art contests and just different things that bring people together in the school districts, and the school kids get together again with some of the folks that have been doing it for many, many years, and they kind of build upon themselves. But it really is an exciting time, and it's really something for summer that I think a lot of us look forward to.
Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to meet the CEO of a company that's doing some pretty amazing things at the new airport, you told me. Little teaser, robotics.
Robotics is coming, and with Christina and her team out there have always been about innovation, you know, always about, you know, what can improve the passenger experience and what can improve things for airports. And we're going to see where Pittsburgh's robotics and air travel can come together and work.
In your previous life as the Allegheny County executive for a dozen years, budgets were so important, obviously. You never had to raise our taxes, thank you. But in the uncertainty now, in particular with Medicaid, explain how Medicaid is intertwined with the state and the federal government.
Well, the biggest item in most counties' budget, including Allegheny and the counties that serve our 10-county region, is human services. And that money tends to flow from the federal government down through the state government and then to the local government. So some of these budgetary discussions that are going on regarding cutting Medicaid are starting to impact certainly the state budget. And you're starting to see that with the Shapiro administration, Senator Ward, Senator Pittman having these discussions. And where we're going to see a lot of it, I think, is in the rural communities that really rely on Medicaid, not just for the treatment of the patients, but actually the keeping open of these rural hospitals.
100% correct.
And so the impact of what's going on in Washington is going to flow to the state, and the budget is supposed to be due in a couple of weeks. I don't think it will be. Most people are saying it's going to go beyond the June 30th deadline. But that Medicaid portion is such a big component of where we are, and where that ultimately lands is going to affect all of us.
And that's the problem, is we don't know yet what those numbers are. It's hard to create a budget when you don't know what the number is that you're working with.
Exactly.
And whether it's a small budget or a large budget, you need to know. I understand the need to cut waste and fraud. I certainly do. But it seems some of these broader cuts are going to affect people that aren't in those categories.
And that's the argument. Is it waste and fraud? Is it people that shouldn't be on certain programs like Medicaid and others? But really, are you going to cut it away from people who really do need it and really do deserve it? And deserve, obviously, is a subjective type of take. But, you know, again, it's starting to affect things. And you're starting to see comments, again, from state leaders, and even a county executive is, you know, concerned about some of the community development block grant funding and some of the Medicaid cuts that could affect the citizens of not just Allegheny County, but, you know, southwestern Pennsylvania.
We're getting another presidential visit, this because of the data center and the technology, and there are supposed to be some more announcements, which would be, I presume, good for the region.
Yeah, and to give Senator McCormick some kudos. He's really been pushing this to really get Washington and the administration involved in how southwestern Pennsylvania can be such a data center and AI hub of the nation. And so it was announced that in the middle of July, the President Trump is coming back to an event at CMU, and it's going to be focused on energy, data centers, AI, all the needs that we have, but also the benefits that we have here. And the one thing I know about this president, when he goes somewhere, he likes to make a big announcement. And typically those big announcements are, we're going to have a big development, we're going to have a big program. So stay tuned. We don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, the senators putting this, Senator McCormick and his team are putting this together. I think a lot of it will involve workforce training and all the workers we're going to need to provide some of the things like we've seen at Homer City and some of the
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The other big projects that are becoming into our region.
So many promising financial boosts potentially on all fronts here in the region.
Yeah, the job chain, if you will. We talk about supply chain, but the job chain from everywhere, from the AI, you know, software engineers on down to the people that are maintaining and developing the energy, the microgrids that are going to be provided, and the you know, the everything that's along energy and maintenance is going to be important. But there's opportunities for jobs for Pittsburghers.
All right, you're going to hear about some amazing robotics happening now as they get ready to open the new airport. Morning Show, Larry Richard with Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald, every Wednesday on our 7 o'clock hour, always illuminating us on what's going on in our 10-county area, including the city of Pittsburgh and your alma mater, CMU, putting out a lot of great things. And right now, some testing going on, I hear, at the new airport.
Well, we've been talking about, obviously, the new airport, the new airport, as some people would call it, as we get ready to open that up in a couple of months. And there's a lot of testing and innovation that's going to be changing the way most of us travel. And one of those is around robotics. And there's a company in Pittsburgh, a CMU spinoff, no surprise, called Journey Robotics. And we're here to talk to the CEO today, Reg Allen. And Reg, tell us first of all about what people can expect at the airport and all the changes that will occur and the improvements that, you know, those poor baggage handlers that have to have bad backs and bad shoulders and all the things that they are doing. First of all, welcome, Reg.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Rich. So yes, Journey Robotics is really working on baggage handling. Commercial aviation is growing at a rapid rate. It's hit a $1 trillion market last year, and it's suffering from a lack of, you know, employees, just like every industry out there. We know there's, you know, lots of shortages, and bags are just heavy. They're 40 pounds on average. So if you have over 140 bags on a flight, you can have somebody lifting 3 tons in 20 minutes. That's just very damaging to their body. So we're working on a robotic system that drops in and includes a robotic arm, end of arm tool, computer vision that gives you consistent, fast baggage handling, helping to reduce wait times, fewer delays, really improving that passenger experience while also helping, you know, the workforce really have better lives. So that's what we're up to.
That's pretty cool because, as Rich has told us, there used to be, and still is today, 8 miles of conveyor belts to get the bags to where they need to be now. That will be shortened too, which will help tremendously.
For sure. You know, Pittsburgh International, from what I've seen from being on the inside, is really working on that, streamlining the process. By bringing the ground side and the air side closer together, they're able to have a much shorter distance. Distance is time, and by getting that all more compact, it should give us all a more enjoyable experience at Pittsburgh International.
So, Reg, we're excited, certainly, at the new airport as we open up. But the fact that this is being developed here, that your company's developing here, and then this is going to be used, I'm sure other airports are certainly interested and airlines are interested, as you said, the shortages, the workers' comp issues, all those type of things. So we could see your company really exporting this all over the world and really providing an economic boost to what's going on here in southwestern Pennsylvania.
That's for sure. It's great to build it in our hometown of Pittsburgh. We have all the talent from University of Pittsburgh and CMU, you know, that AI robotics talent. Then we have a very supportive airport that's allowing us to perfect the technology within a real airport environment, which gives us great street cred to the rest of the world. And recently, Keith Gunnett, our CTO, and I just went to Europe last week. Met with, Amsterdam's airport called Schiphol. We did a tour of Heathrow in London. All of those groups are very interested in what we have going on because of the support of Pittsburgh International. So we're looking at, perfecting it here at home, but then hopefully exporting it by, you know, early next year.
So how did you guys get started? Tell us the genesis of Journey Robotics, and how did a bunch of CMU folks kind of get together and decide to do this?
Our history really starts with another CMU startup called RE Squared Robotics, which spun out of the National Robotic Engineering Center in 2001. So most of the founders, you know, came from RE Squared. And at RE Squared, we developed robots and autonomous systems for many complex problems, including airport operations. We did everything from underwing refueling to water servicing. And at that time, we got to collaborate with international airports and really learned about this problem set. And that company ended up, you know, going through its course. It was around for 21 years, and a bunch of us wanted to continue going after this problem we believe in strongly. So we reformed as Journey Robotics last March, and we already have a prototype working in an airport. So we're moving rapidly.
Well, congratulations to what you're doing. I know the Pittsburgh Business Times recently said Journey Robotics is one of the, you know, one of the top 10 innovative companies in the region. And again, what you guys are doing, not just to improve the customer experience for those of us traveling out of Pittsburgh International Airport, but the economic impact that you can continue to provide here for us in the region is really going to be impactful for many years to come. So congratulations.
Thank you, Reg.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me this morning.
All right. Thanks, Reg.
Journey Robotics CEO Reg Allen on the Big K Morning Show.
From the Goldberg, Persky and White News Desk.
We remind U.S. citizens not to travel to Israel or Iraq and not to travel to Iran under any circumstances.
A travel warning from the State Department after another wave of Israeli airstrikes today targeting military targets around Iran as President Trump considers joining Israel on strikes of Iran's nuclear sites.
And Rich, as you know, there are quite a number of people that do travel to Israel from the region here.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's a game changer for anyone traveling, at least in the short term.
Absolutely.
Another day of intense downpours yesterday as some communities continue to deal with flooding.
We had anywhere from 1.5 to 2 inches reported with that heavy rainfall.
Yeah, meteorologist Jason Fraser there talking about how much rain we got and more anticipated today and tomorrow.
Yeah, we're a little waterlogged, but Jason told us we're not going to get as much rain today, which is good news.
That is. That's a relief.
We need a break.
Yes, for sure.
The Panthers begin to celebrate. The Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup.
And the Florida Panthers repeating as Stanley Cup champions.
So just south, Tampa did it last, and then before that it was the Penguins.
Yeah.
You know what I miss, Rich? Watching those playoff games when the Penguins were in it.
You would literally sit on the edge of your seat as you watched the last period or when they're up by a goal and the goalie gets pulled. It is. And who would have thought, though, that Florida would become the Stanley Cup, between Tampa Bay and the Panthers? Where's the Montreal Canadiens, the Canadian teams? What's happening to the NHL?
The Canadian teams have not won a Stanley Cup in 32 seasons.
Amazing.
Ouch. We'll have a final word with Rich Fitzgerald coming up next. Good morning. Larry Richard with news from the president considering joining Israel on strikes of Iran's nuclear sites. This is not a full agreement among the president's closest advisors. CBS correspondent Ian Lee.
The United States has bases throughout the Middle East. So far, Iran hasn't directly targeted those bases. If the United States strikes Iran, those bases could then be targeted, putting U.S. personnel at risk. And so that is one big consideration.
Day six in, that is a new twist and a new concern. Joining us, we'll call him Danny. He's a security professional in the private sector who lives in the region, raised here, spent much of his 20s, though, living in Israel, where he also gained Israeli citizenship, completed his master's at Tel Aviv University in security and diplomacy, and then fulfilled his mandatory service in the Israeli army. He has returned to the region, very heavily involved in the Pittsburgh Jewish community. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me.
You probably have more insight into what it's like, obviously, to be in Israel during many challenging times and now a no travel restriction, which is pretty rare, right?
It is. It is. Actually, this morning, the Home Front Command just eased restrictions, which is, absolutely astonishing, given this is only 5 days in. So normal life is starting to return slowly but surely to Israel right now.
I mean, but this is on top of what's been going on in Gaza and the battle with Palestine for so long. It just seems like there's never an end to the potential for hostilities any day, any year.
That's true. And I think the Israelis have become pretty accustomed to that. They're used to it. They're just taking a more aggressive approach now compared to how they did it before October 7th in terms of going aggressively after these potential threats as they emerge, rather than waiting for them to come to them.
You've been dealing with this anti-Semitic rhetoric that has been rapidly ramping up over the last few years. Why do you suppose it is?
I think it's, first of all, it sells from all sides, from the far left, from the far right. It's a way for people to get clout. You see it on social media. People who just generally don't really care about the conflict, or shouldn't really care about the conflict, don't really care about anything else in foreign policy, but yet they suddenly, you know, switched from becoming a comedian to latching on to foreign policy, and this is their issue. I think people, this is a driver in itself.
And how is the mood of the Pittsburgh Jewish community? Certainly, the tragedy and what happened at Tree of Life is never going to go away completely or forgotten here, but on a daily basis, what's life like here for Jewish Americans in Pittsburgh?
I would say they're very vigilant, very aware of the threat, even more so after October 7th and just the, you know, I mean, the shooting in 2018 woke everybody up. But since 2023 in October, after the attack from Hamas inside Israel, threats have escalated considerably. But even before that, you know, Jews here were very well aware of, you know, operating under security. You know, Jewish events have security. It's taken into the equation anytime there's an event is how much, you know, how much security there is. So right now, just the vigilance has increased even more so. But you just got to keep living your life.
And as a security professional and spending so much time doing that, what are you advising people to do in general?
Personally, I would just, you know, advise, be vigilant first and foremost, you know, be aware of the threat, be cognizant of it, live your life though. But also, you know, be aware of, you know, giving out too much personal information or, you know, anything like that. Something can make anybody an easy target. Just can't emphasize enough, just living your life.
Would you travel back to Israel?
For sure. If I had the opportunity, I definitely would. It's very expensive right now to travel to Israel. Most airlines have stopped traveling. There's actually no inbound travel to Israel right now. The only planes that are really coming into Israel are bringing soldiers and other, you know, essential personnel back from abroad into Israel. So it's really not an option right now. But in the future, I definitely would. But the cost is, like I said, it's pretty prohibitive because it's mostly just Israeli airlines that are flying to Israel right now.
And Danny, you spent, is it 2-year commitment mandatory military service?
It's generally 3 years for males, 2 years for females. But when I was drafted into the Army, I was 28 years old.
Oh.
That's 10 years older than everybody else. So my requirement was only 6 months. So I did those 6 months, 3 months in basic training, 3 months in a unit, and then I was out. And that was, you know, at 28 years old, that was enough time.
What was that experience like?
It was fascinating. It really was. I was in a pretty, even though it was only 6 months, I got to be in a pretty unique unit. About half of my unit was Druze, from the Druze sector of Israel society, which is an ethno-religious minority group. So they speak mostly Arabic. So I wasn't necessarily amongst Israeli Jews most of the time. It was amongst Druze. So that was a very unique experience. And we had, you know, close daily work with Palestinians and along the borders and stuff like that. So it was a unique perspective that a lot of people aren't afforded.
I'm curious about that because obviously the relationships you built between Muslims and Christians and Jews over that time period, I'm sure, is very beneficial to know. You know, we have a lot of commonalities, and that's what we're trying to get to, is to find a place where we can all meet and be peaceful.
For sure, indeed. And you know, on a personal level, anybody can get along with anybody. I truly believe that. It's once the larger politics come in and, you know, grand strategy and things like that, that's where things get more complicated. But, you know, I worked with Palestinians. I worked with the Israeli Druze. You know, you're around people all the time that, you know, you potentially, you know, may have conflicts with or issues with, but you learn to get along. That's the most fascinating thing about daily life in Israel, to be honest with you, is that there's so many competing sectors of society. But they all manage, generally speaking, daily to just get along with their daily life, which you don't see in the media, and you don't see that on a daily basis on TV or anything like that. But that's the reality of life in Israel.
Well, thanks for letting people hear about it here, Danny. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me. Appreciate
All right. It. Be safe.
Yep.
Fascinating. It's 8:15 at KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville. Ellie Popovich, what's going on?
Hey, Larry, the Parkway West inbound is heavy about a mile before the top of Green Tree Hill. Staying in traffic as you head down into the Fort Pitt Tunnel. The outbound side is heavy at the Pittsburgh Interchange and Campbell's Run Road area. On the Parkway East, traffic in both directions is slow moving inbound. And you're getting in line past Churchill, staying in that until you reach the Squirrel Hill Tunnel. And on the outbound side, the delays there begin around Greenfield. And you're going to stay heavy into that construction zone with just one lane between the tunnel and Edgewood-Swissville. On the inbound side of Route 28, we're lining up around Aetna Bypass and the North Parkway North has tapping of the brakes approaching the East Street Valley. Our next AAA traffic on the 5 is at 8:25. I'm Ellie Popovich on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDK.
AccuWeather says the high of 83, so a little warmer, but not as many shower opportunities as we did yesterday. 2 inches of rain plus 3 in some area. I mean, it was just a deluge. If you experienced it, you know, other people said, oh, it didn't rain here that much. There's not a whole lot on the radar screen right now. There are a couple of small areas of showers heading toward the city from Wheeling, so just across the border to the west. And right now we're at 73 degrees. Okay. From the Goldberg Persky and White News Desk and the yellow van. Well, Aaron, Marty Griffin called to my attention this issue some people are having with getting tickets to the Steelers game in Ireland. I understand there's 80, I don't know the exact number, this Croke Park Stadium holds for their soccer teams where the game will be played, but it's 80,000 plus, right? So if the Steelers are the designated team, you would think, okay.
They'd get a little more.
They'd get more than their share. But it's actually, it has nothing to do with the Steelers' decision. It's the NFL decides what the ticket allotment is. So if you have, and the Steelers have 68,400 seats at Acrisure Stadium, almost all of those are season ticket holders' seats. So you can't take everybody, and not everybody would be able to or afford to be able to go. But apparently there's enough demand where it's causing people to say, well, I got no shot. But even if you get a ticket, you got to get there.
Right. It's a whole thing. And I forget that there's the AAA package, but then you can also get a ticket outside of that. It's just going to be a lot.
So from Penn Live, for instance, social media complaints fly in the massive ticket demand. So it's great for the Steelers. But how about this? Over 650,000 people waited in the Ticketmaster queue to get seats for the Steelers-Vikings game in Dublin on September 28th. 650,000 people.
I mean, if you're a Yinzer and you're a Steelers fan, you want to go. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Or you choose to take my approach where you're like, no chance.
By the way, the stadium, I found it, 82,300 people.
Wow.
So the ticket demand for this game, I don't know, outside of maybe Super Bowls, I can't imagine. So the tickets initially cost, let's say, euros, $85 for the upper stands to 295, no, euros in the lower bowl. Scalpers that acquire the tickets are jacking up prices out of sight. But it's important to note that it's not the team's fault. That's not their decision. They only right. get an allotment from the league, and it is what it is. They're not controlling the seats. So if you want to go,
take it up with the NFL.
Good luck. Yeah. Frustration on their part. The Federal Reserve is expected to hold an interest rate meeting today, and it should be flat. Why is this important? CBS Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady, speaking of Ireland.
We are not going to get an interest rate cut because we know from previous meetings and also messaging that we have gotten from Chair Powell since the last meeting that they're going to take a wait and see approach. The risk they feel that tariffs and this changing trade policy environment that we find ourselves in is too much when it comes to inflation and what kind of impact we could see over the next few months.
So President Trump would like to see the rates drop. I want the rates to drop,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It affects everything eventually, and they had gone up, 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 and they started to come down, and now it's flat.
Mm-hmm.
But he did call Mr. Powell, who is the chair of the Fed. He called him a numbskull.
Oh, gosh.
That's a quote, folks.
He's
not making that up.
Bulky vocabulary.
He wants the Fed to drop the rates. He called him a numbskull.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meanwhile, back at the White House, President Trump will sign an executive order this week to postpone the ban of TikTok from taking effect. Congress passed a law calling for the video sharing platform to be banned unless its Chinese parent company ByteDance sold the app to a U.S. company. There has been interest, but no movement. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scheer.
This all started half a decade ago when President Trump accused TikTok of being a national security threat and said that he would try to ban it. Ever since then, a number of lawmakers in the United States and around the world have actually instituted such bans.
So, an extension to try to find a buyer if you're interested. Do you still use TikTok?
I do, from time to time, unfortunately.
The Chinese know everything about you.
It's like my visual Google, and I'm sure that's the case for so many people.
Is that your most used social media platform?
Yes, probably, because I try to stay off of... It's funny. on TikTok, you have the option, your For You page, which we all know, they pick up on what you like to see. They feed you more of that. On Instagram, it's people you know. And I tend to not want to deal with people I know a lot of the time.
Good to know. Good to know you. So TikTok continues to TikTok. K Morning Show. Tomorrow, the newest federal holiday, Juneteenth, will be celebrated by many, some, not at all. And safe to say, a number of people have no idea what Juneteenth is. That said, a lot of people have questioned why the administration is pushing back on diversity, equity, and inclusion, which for minorities seem like a very important issue. Joining us is Dr. Victoria Mattingly, who's an organizational psychologist and a leader and strategist, and part of trying to sort through what DEI practitioners do now. Victoria, good morning.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me.
So I asked this question. For those that don't know, there obviously has been a very dramatic shift from the administration of past, not just the more most recent one, to eliminate what other people thought they fought so hard to instill, and that's diversity, equity, and inclusion. How did that set of three letters, an acronym, become demonized?
Demonized, villainized. It's just wild. I compare it to the word communism back in the 50s and 60s, and how, you know, throwing that word out was just a slur. I think it's because a lot of people felt left out of DEI. They felt like they weren't included, that it was favoring certain groups over others, which when done right, DEI does the exact opposite. DEI makes sure that we do have fair hiring selection processes, that we do make sure the best candidate rises to the top. You know, our country is founded on unfair practices, discriminating against women, people of color. DEI set out to correct that. And it's been villainized because it serves a political agenda for those who, you know, want to make things as they were, which is unfair for certain groups compared to others.
Yeah, well, that is what I've heard as feedback, is that DEI programs do the opposite of their intention to some, but you don't believe that's true.
Not done right. Done right, DEI make sure that the best candidate gets hired for the job. And the truth is, and research backs this up, that women, people of color, people from other marginalized groups like LGBTQ veterans, they don't have the same fair shot at a role that someone who is in majority groups, so white, male, straight, you know, citizen status. And so DEI was really built to, you know, level the playing field. And think about Title VII, think about the, you know, civil rights movement. That's really the birth of DEI, and it's been lost in translation over the last year.
Well, that said, you're not a minority, are you?
I'm a woman, so that's considered a marginalized group. I am white, though, so I do have that privilege that I try to use to help correct the power imbalances that do exist in this world today.
Well, and you seem very passionate about this, but if for the DEI part in government, and now many of the private companies that had programs have pulled back from them also, which is a residual effect. But then in the government, it's gone far as taking down, like at one point, Colin Powell's portrait at the Pentagon.
It's just awful. We're seeing erasure of history right now. You know, we're seeing the companies and the organizations that have been pulling back on DEI, there's just as many that are still staying the course. Now, it's being done a lot more quietly. We're not seeing the big PR campaigns. We're not seeing the big public reports about their DEI numbers. But there are plenty of organizations and institutions that are still going forth with their DEI efforts to make sure they have fair and equitable outcomes for their people.
So what is your goal at this point? And what do you say to people who are being directly affected by this?
My personal goal is that we have institutions and organizations that give everyone the opportunity to thrive as their authentic selves. We should not be held back because of the identities that we hold. We cannot be putting our head in the sand and say that we live in a colorblind, we live in a fair and equal world, because that's just not the case. We need to have the awareness of the biases that we hold so we can make sure that's not getting in the way of having the best people be able to perform at their best potential in whatever institution or organization they're involved with.
Dr. Victoria Mattingly, organizational psychologist here in Pittsburgh, appreciate the time and thank you.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, another wave of Israeli airstrikes against Iran, prompting a travel warning from the State Department.
We remind U.S. citizens not to travel to Israel or Iraq, and not to travel to Iran under any circumstances.
Yeah, and Iran's leader also has a warning for President Trump. That's coming up at 9.
Yeah, when you hear that, and we just talked to a gentleman who spent many years in Israel, the travel between the two countries, there are no flights going into Israel right now except for bringing soldiers who were overseas back home.
Wow. Another day of intense downpours yesterday as some communities continue to deal with flooding.
We had anywhere from 1.5 to 2 inches reported with that heavy rainfall.
That is the voice of Jason Frazier, National Weather Service meteorologist. And Pat, as you know, on Sunday, some areas like South and West Virginia were the deadly floods, where they had 4 inches of rain in less than an hour. And then yesterday, we had couple of inches here or there. The downpours, though, were intense, so the ground is saturated, so any additional rain can be problematic.
Yeah, fortunately, though, the rains tonight and tomorrow won't be as bad as it has been, so that's good news. And
the Panthers begin to celebrate. The Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup.
Yeah, the Florida Panthers repeating as Stanley Cup champs.
Just to the south, Tampa Bay had more recently done it, and then behind them, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah.
You know, because of that, I really missed watching the playoff games. Really enjoyed that when the Pens were in it back-to-back. Actually, they were in it for 3 years in a row. Remember, they lost it first time to the Red Wings.
I remember that, yeah.
And then came back and were able to win again. So the other talk about that Stanley Cup is that Connor David from Edmonton now is 0-2 in his chances. More recently, and they're wondering, will this guy ever see a championship?
Mm.
And there has not been a Canadian Stanley Cup championship team in 32 years.
How about that?
Thank you, Patrick.
All right.
After a series of flooding incidents, and especially south of the city, one company has stepped up to help their neighbors, and we appreciate that. Paul Alexander reported on it. Want to get some more details. Mike Glancy is with U-Haul. Mike, good morning. I understand it's your day off, but you decided to help us out anyway. Appreciate you for that. Thank you.
Hey, Larry, no problem. Thank you for having us on and helping us spread the word on trying to help the communities affected by the unfortunate floods down in West Virginia.
So what is the offering? What can you do and have you been doing for people?
So what we've done, we have two locations, our Washington, PA location in Southwest PA, and then our West Virginia, Fairmont, West Virginia store down in West Virginia have activated our disaster relief program, which U-Haul's had for over a couple of decades now, where we're offering 30 days free U-Box storage as a solution to help people protect some of their valued items should they need it. Our U-Box is a portable storage, so it can be something that we can bring to them. They can store it on site if need. It's something that they can come to us and store, and we'll gladly store it in one of our secure warehouses for them. Or they can pick it up themselves if they have the ability to do that. And bring it back to us, and we'll still store it for them, or they can, like I said, leave it on their property.
I assume people have reached out already, so What can we do to help make the connection for you?
We have had community members. We actually, Pittsburgh territory goes all the way down into Tridelphia and Wheeling, so that one really impacted the Pittsburgh area from a U-Haul standpoint. And we've had a couple of our partners that do business with us down in U-Haul affected, so they've reached out. We've gotten them in contact with some U-Box solutions. So what you can do to help out is, you know, what you're doing right now is helping us spread the word, you know, on your website. It's on the U-Haul website. Whatever you can do, you know, the morning, having me on this morning was a great opportunity for us to let the community know that, you know, we live in the communities that we serve. So whenever there's something like this, we like to try to help and step up where we can.
Mike, I appreciate the time again, and thank you and your team for what you're doing.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks again for having me on.
You got it. Mike Glancy with U-Haul, and a nice thing. And I know many other opportunities, especially for those who really were devastated by the flooding. And then yesterday, a lot of wet basements. Aaron, this is kind of what happens in Pittsburgh. We typically have a lot of wet basements around, you know, when you get heavy rains like that, man, a lot of people were affected yesterday.
Right. And I think what's actually been strange, I had to break it down to understand, because we're so hilly here, that I remember being so just mind blown that people experience such damage. But hey, if you have a hill in your backyard, it's coming down into the, you know, it doesn't, there's so many different ways it can affect people, but yeah, they've been affected either way.
Yeah, we haven't heard a lot of landslide issues of significance, but certainly with the soil saturated like that, it's a possibility. All right, the biggest story in the world, day six of the fighting between Israel and Iran. We're hearing more from the White House. And CBS's Holly Williams is literally on the border of Iran with the report.
Israel has Iran's nuclear program in its sights. Satellite images lay bare the damage to the Natanz facility, where Iran has been enriching uranium up to 60%. A step on the way to the 90% used in nuclear weapons. Iran's nuclear ambitions are a threat to Israel's existence and the justification for this war, according to the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Iran has produced enough.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Highly enriched uranium for 9 atom bombs. 9.
But many experts say that despite killing several of Iran's nuclear scientists, Israel's airstrikes will be in vain unless it destroys the Fordow nuclear site. It's a fortified place buried inside a mountain. Iran's also been enriching uranium there while denying any intention of building a bomb.
Fordow is the hardest to get at because it's so far underground.
Jonathan Panikoff is a former deputy national intelligence officer and told us Israel may not have the firepower it needs.
And it would need to use what are called bunker busters. In other words, a bomber flies over and has the biggest penetration of any ordnance that we have.
Like other international journalists, we cannot get into Iran at the moment to report on this conflict. But we travel to Iran's border with Iraq. Some Iranians crossing the frontier told us they were fleeing the Israeli airstrikes.
What have the big conditions been like inside Iran since the strike started?
This man said Iranians are stockpiling food and gas. He also shared his fear that if the US joins in the airstrikes, there'll be a world war.
Many of the Iranians who've crossed the border have told us they're too frightened to speak to us on camera, worried about retribution from their government when they go home. But some have also told us they believe that the Iranian regime itself is fearful.
After launching Israel's attack, Benjamin Netanyahu called on Iranians to rise up against their government. Many Iranians despise the regime, but with their country under bombardment, they may be more intent on survival than revolution. Holly Williams, CBS News, on the Iran-Iraq border.
Listen for The Drive at 5, stories driving the day's news every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. This story worth repeating. We talked about it very early in the show, but I'm certain most people will not hear about it for a little while, but I guarantee you will at some point. You can tell people you heard it first. You know where I'm going with this, Aaron, don't you? The genealogical study that was commissioned by the New York Times on the new Pope, Pope Leo XIV. So, as you have heard, I'm sure, the new Pope is the first American Pope and comes from Chicago.
Right.
So, the New York Times had a genealogist track the Pope's bloodline, and he is related to two Justins, Justin Bieber and Justin Trudeau.
Can you explain to me, I know that name, Trudeau.
Canada. Where? Former Prime Minister of Canada.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm like, why do I know that name? Okay, wow.
Fair enough. They also found that the Pope's family tree branched off to Madonna.
Two performers, and one major leader.
And also, he has Canadian roots that go back six generations.
Dual citizenship.
So there you go.
That's a lot that they pulled from that. New York Times for the win.
I'm sure you wait till the late night talk show hosts get a hold of this story.
I could literally see them bringing Justin Bieber in like, hey, so let's talk about your distant relative.
So it's such a high profile, you know, position to be the Pope, right?
Right.
There's only one on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And so, especially since he's an American, they're diving in. They're trying to peel back the onion on who is this guy. And, you know, so they commission a genealogist to do the background. That said, have you ever seen that show on public television? I forget the gentleman's name, but they do this with celebrities.
No.
It's a great show. And I can't remember the name of the show off the top of my head, but they take a celebrity and they do these same kind of genealogical background checks, and then they present that to the celebrity.
Wow.
And one of the most, you know Bernie Sanders, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know Larry David, who imitated Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was
okay, yes.
He created Seinfeld.
Yep.
So he's got this real quirky sense of humor. But he kind of looks like Bernie Sanders. And he would imitate him on Saturday Night, like, Bernie Sanders, you know. Well, it turns out they're related.
Of course.
And they they found out through this genealogical deep dive. And I thought it might be fun if we could do that with some of our teammates here.
You never know what you might find.
Wouldn't you like to know to dig into Rob Pratt's background or Marty or Colin?
Right. Go back a few generations.
Or Michael Bartley.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, the lights went out here.
Oh, boy, indeed. Okay.
I assume we're still on the air. No, the emergency lights, everything's shut down.
Right.
Right this second on the air. Now we get the lights back because our generator kicked in. Are we still on the air?
I think we are.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought you would find that interesting. What else is going on? Juneteenth. Tomorrow, our newest federal holiday. And a lot of people have questions about, since 2021, it's been a federal holiday. And for those that don't know, it is the commemoration of the emancipation of enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, in 1865, who were the last to know that they were freed. Juneteenth is celebrated to mark the end of slavery, and also a number of community events. We have celebrations here in Pittsburgh, and a reflection of being freed and the resilience of our African-American community. So how long have you been celebrating Juneteenth? Aaron, I'm curious, because a lot of people, frankly, they haven't heard of it. I was surprised.
I would say probably, I graduated college at Point Park in 2018, and probably for the past 5 or 6 years, I do remember when I first became aware of it, because it has been around for a while. But when I first became aware, I think it's easy to be aware and not fully understand, you know, the great lengths. Even me, you know, an African-American woman, it's so easy to still miss the depth of the history of your, you know, your people or your heritage. And so, yeah, I spent it with friends and we had fun and listened to music. But recently, I take the time to learn about, you know, Black people that have helped shape our history.
And we're going to introduce you to some of those people tomorrow that are here in
Exciting.
Pittsburgh. Also, because it is a federal holiday, most national banks, U.S. Postal Service will be closed tomorrow in observance of the federal holiday. It's known as America's Second Independence Day, and again has been recognized as a federal holiday since 2021. So there'll be a lot of people who are off too, and commemorating again when Major General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston Bay, Texas in 1865 with 2,000 Union troops to proclaim the more than a quarter of a million enslaved Black people in the state were free. 2.5 years after President Lincoln signed the Emancipation. And 10 until 2, Marty Griffin takes the air chair. We'll check in with Marty here in just a few minutes. And every Wednesday, we talk to Marty's wife, Christine Sorensen, KDK-TV anchor woman. Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
I know that you'll be covering later this signed deal between U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel, 2 years plus in the making.
I mean, that's really historic if you think about the big picture of U.S. Steel, what it's meant for, of course, not only Pittsburgh, but for the country. So for this to be now a Japanese company, but obviously a lot of American influence. I know it's been confusing as to what, you know, people in our region feel about it, because I know the leadership of U.S. Steel Union, or the United Steelworkers Union, I should say, has come out against it. But we've talked to a lot of the rank and file union members who are for it. And a lot of course, communities around here rely on those and are hoping that investment is going to really be a positive for our region.
For us in the Mon Valley, $2.4 billion. So we'll find out today when, you know, some of that construction and changeover will begin.
Yeah, let's hope we find out soon.
That said, here we are, summer. It might not feel like summer for some. And you and I were just saying, I talked to Aaron about this earlier. We're 2 weeks from July 4th weekend, Friday.
The summer is flying. I know it hasn't felt as much like summer because of this kind of damp and cloudy and a little bit chilly sometimes weather, but this weekend's looking great. It's going to look and feel like summer finally, so get outside and enjoy it. Kittsburg has so many fun ideas of things to do. We put out a guide every week of highlights happening over the next coming week. Some of those highlights this weekend include Pogo Palooza, where you can watch high-flying world championship competitions on the Pogo with things like highest jump, freestyle, best trick. I mean, it's kind of crazy to see these.
I remember last year just watching your coverage on KDK TV and seeing when you say Pogo, okay, how exciting can a Pogo Oh, they're amazing what they can do. And
it's nuts.
They love coming to Pittsburgh. So where is this going to be held?
Yeah, a lot of it's in Wilkinsburg because of all the redding up happening downtown in Market Square and Point State Park. So check out kidsburg.org. We'll show you the details. Some of it's in the city. It's going over 3 days. So yeah, check it out for exactly when and where.
And this Saturday, Prime Stage Theater Cemetery Walk.
Yes. And so this is why I wanted to mention this, because you think Cemetery Walk, this sounds a little weird. So Prime Stage Theater does all those shows focused on books. And what they do with the Cemetery Walk, it's a 60-minute guided tour through the Allegheny Cemetery in Lawrenceville. And they have these local legends who are buried there, and they bring their stories to life. And it's just a really cool way to like learn about local people who are from here in a really dramatic and kind of interactive way.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
There's always been that fascination, and that particular cemetery does have some very famous Pittsburgh names.
It does. Yeah, so check out kidsburg.org. It's $20 a person, and we've got all the details on how to sign up.
I always thought it would be a cool show. You know how you kind of walk through, and then you see people's names and their dates, and some of them around here date way back even to the 1700s.
Yeah.
What's their story?
Right.
You know?
Exactly what this is. If you've ever wondered that, you're going to love this.
All right, picking berries.
Yeah, we have a whole guide to local farms where you can pick strawberries right now are great. Norman's Orchard also has cherries. Simmons Farm also has blueberries. And, you know, I think summer is a great time to get kids, first of all, outside, but maybe doing something they've never done before. Maybe they don't even know where their food comes from. This is a great chance for them to go to a farm, a working farm, a lot of them all around our areas, north, south, east, west. You're going to find one near you. Show them how people work for us to have the food that we then get in the grocery store. And trust me, you're going to love how it tastes because it always tastes better when it's fresh.
Boy, the ripe berries are like candy.
Oh, they really are. And, you know, a lot of these make it extra fun when you get there. They've got petting zoos. They've got all kind of fun activities for the kids, depending on which one you go to.
All right, what is this? Mama's House Rules.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, summertime is, you know, parents, kids look forward to it. And then all of a sudden it comes and you're like, whoa, okay, we have a whole day to fill. And sometimes that's intimidating. And sometimes it's easy to fill it with screen time because screens are so easy, they're entertaining. And of course, some screen time is totally good. But too much screen time is not a good thing. And so Mama's House Rules is something that Mothers Against Media Addiction, or MAMA, has come up with. And they're ideas on things that you as a family can come up with this summer and then hopefully keep it going year round for rules for your house on your related to your digital devices. For example, maybe you set a family mealtime rule that we're not going to have our phones at the table, or maybe when you go out to dinner, you're going to not use screens. Or things like the basics in the morning when you wake up, you're going to brush your teeth, maybe even eat breakfast before you check your device. Or in the evening, setting a time, maybe it's 8 or 9 p.m. and say, we're going to put our phones away and do something else. Things like daily habits, setting screen time limits for adults and kids. How about when we talk to another person, not looking at our phone in the middle of a conversation? You know, these are good habits to start teaching our kids that we also can adopt ourselves.
Yes, we should.
Right. It's all of us. And trust me, I'm not perfect. My family doesn't do all these things, but it's all like baby steps, I think. So if you pick maybe one or two and try one for a week and see where you can go.
Go to kidsburg.org. Christine, thanks. And I assume you'll stick around and talk with Marty.
Absolutely.
And we'll check in, find out what Marty's working on.
Husky and White News Desk. It's a done deal. Japanese steelmaker Nippon Steel is now officially the new owner of U.S. Steel. Sold for $14.9 billion.
And I would imagine for a lot of people, kind of puts that part of the equation to rest. And then what happens next? When does the first shovel move to make a change?
Iran's supreme leader has rejected U.S. calls for surrender and warns that any military involvement by the Americans would cause irreparable damage to them. This as Israeli warplanes pounded Iran's capital overnight.
And we'll continue to monitor what happens next. And will the U.S. get involved directly?
And another day of intense downpours yesterday as some communities continue to deal with flooding.
We had anywhere from 1.5 to 2 inches reported with that heavy rainfall.
And so with that, we anticipate some heavy rain again, not so much today, but into tomorrow before we start going to the 90s.
Yes. Heat wave on the way.
Yeah, heat wave on the way. All right, Patrick, coming up in just 1 minute, we're going to check in with Marty Griffin.
And now for a business news update from the Pittsburgh Business Times, I'm managing editor Mike Larson. Wilshire, the California-based financial services firm that manages $120 billion in assets with offices worldwide, is moving its Pittsburgh office to the Strip District. The company has signed a lease for a new 5,484-square-foot office at the Vision on 15th, according to an announcement by NAI Burns Scalo, in an impending move from the company's current office at K&L Gate Center downtown. Also, the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater has named a new director of development. Past director of development at Oregon Ballet Theater, Nicholas Goudreau, will step into the role at the PBT on July 7th, just ahead of its 25-26 season. He will head fundraising, sponsorship, and donor outreach. For more on these stories and other local business news, log on to PittsburghBusinessTimes.com. I'm Mike.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.